Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Well, we had the extreme privilege and honor to welcome our mayor from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, onto the Upcycle Canada podcast today. We caught him between meetings. Mayor Walter Zenzik was able to give us some time in his schedule. We are eternally grateful and thankful that he could do that for us today here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. We're going to share with you some thoughts about upcycling, recycling, landfill, the environment, and even in our city of around 450,000 people. The mayor of our city will share some of his thoughts on how we changed our garbage pickup in our city and how we're trying to change the mindset of residents to think beyond disposing of garbage and think about repurposing, diverting items from the landfill. I'm happy to share this with you. I'm flying solo on this one. Jen was at work today, and I missed the opportunity of having her input on this. I just wanted to share this podcast with you guys. We have Mayor Walter Zenzik here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. I hope you enjoy. And if you have a chance, head over to the mayor's Instagram page. Give him a little like and a follow and let him know, hey, I heard you on the Upcycle Canada podcast. It's great when leaders take time to speak with their community. He's wonderful online, wonderful on social media, and we got a few moments of his time, and I can't wait to share it with you. Here we go. So welcome, everybody, to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, taking time out of a very busy day, and I appreciate every moment of your time. Thank you so much. The mayor of the best city in the entire world, right here. As a resident, I'm thrilled to have the mayor of St. Catharines, and he's been in our store a few times, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join with me. So welcome.
Thanks, David. And it is great to be here. And what I love about going to your stores is just all the different innovative ways that you're able to bring upcycled products to our community here in St. Catharines. And you're opening, I think, it's 2 years now? It was just after the pandemic had started. Being able to walk into a place where you really get a sense of the ingenuity of people in our community, that craftsmanship that goes into taking a product that has had a life and giving it new life. And that's why I love going to stores like yours.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. And we've been able to grow our community here in Niagara and in St. Catharines, but also globally, which has been exciting. And I know one of the challenges you gave us when you came by and dropped off our welcome plaque and we had our moment together is you said, I love the store, but where are you globally? Where are you online? And you gave us that challenge and we picked it up. So thank you for that. That was wonderful for you to do that.
Well, it's such an important, when you look at, even if I can just briefly talk about the pandemic, when you look at the importance of where people are getting their information today, and being able to have a online presence really just drives home all the work that you and your team are doing and creating that larger space that people are able to see, to give a window into how products can be redesigned in very creative ways. And the fact that you have a digital footprint now is so important. And so congratulations on doing it. And great that you took me up on the challenge.
Yeah. When the mayor mentions you should probably do this, this, or this, you generally need to listen. That's kind of one thing I've learned in life. So again, I appreciate the fact that you have a heart for small business. You have a heart for your community. And one thing I love is I love following along on social media with you, and you share life. You share the good, the bad. You're in a process of bringing our community together through social media. How has social media open doors for you in your role to speak to your community with as a person? How has this social media helped you?
Well, it's really uncovered the different channels that people use to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the concerns I had early on in my first term as mayor is how are we as a collective and within the city communicating with each other, and how is people accessing that information? And so being able to utilize Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and trying to connect to people on where they're having conversations became a really important focus of myself and my team here at the city. And so it's an opportunity to share what's going on in the community, but also give some insight as to the role of the mayor and what the mayor is doing and what my personal life, what I'm doing in my personal life, because it's all interconnected. And it's a really unique way to start conversations, to jump into a conversation, and to help lead the community during some, you know, maybe challenging discussions that we're having.
This is probably, I would say, probably the most challenging time to be in a place of leadership. And there's a lot of people coming to you for answers. There's a lot of noise, obviously, in the world. And for you, I would anticipate you'd have to filter through some of that noise and bring people together. And I guess that's what you're trying to do through social media.
Yeah, it's also getting to a place where you ask questions of yourself. Why are people talking about this? Where is the information coming from? And then looking at it going, okay, so the community is having a discussion about something to do with the pandemic. Where are they getting their information from? And how can I be a resource to provide a localized content of what's happening in our own community? And so it does open up avenues to be able to share very local information or updates at a time when it's becoming more and more challenging, Dave, mm-hmm. to have access to information that is local, accurate, and has a foundation to it. And I often say this to a lot of people. The one thing Netflix doesn't have any news. It doesn't have any local coverage. So like you can binge watch something and the world's going on fire around you and you would never know. And so we're trying to find ways to get into those conversations when people jump out of binge watching and back into their own local community to be able to say, here's what's happening. Here's the information. And we want you to have as much accurate information as possible.
Yeah. So I think having a podcast like this allows access to people like yourself and the opportunity to thank you, first of all, as a resident here in St. Catharines for your leadership and taking us through some really dark days. Thank you. And I want to encourage you to continue with the backing of our community, because you've stepped up and you've helped us kind of make some sense of some really things that do not make sense right now. And all that noise. So thank you for your leadership. You really have helped us. So in our business, we're all about upcycling and repurposing things. And we have this at times, to be honest, we have this feeling that we're doing our best, but it doesn't feel like enough. And when we see the amount of waste in our region and our city, and I'm almost, fearful to go to the landfill and stand and watch the trucks come and go, because we feel like we're doing our best, but we wish we could do more. Right. So from your perspective, we have our recycling program. And a few years back, I know you came out with the leadership of our community and started something unique, and you changed how we do garbage weekly in our city. And I listened to other cities and they don't do this. So can you explain what happened and some of the results of what we decided to do here?
Yeah, no, and it's a great concept that needs to be discussed more and more in a lot of different communities. And so, Dave, we had looked at our recycling rate here in the region, and our recycling diversion from garbage was stuck at about 59%, and that was based on analysis of the garbage every week garbage collection. The organic usage was stuck at about 54%. So we have been doing organics and recycling as part of our weekly pickup for the better part. I'm going to say organics has been around for about 8-9 years, and then recycling has been a lot longer, probably about 20 years. And so our diversion rates were stuck at around in between 55 and 60%. And so the interesting part was, one of the ways we had to now communicate with our community or connect is to change their habits. And one of the ways you change the habits that we had been discussing as part of our regional waste management program is looking at moving the garbage portion to every other week and having organics and recycling every week. Mm-hmm. And boy, Dave, that was a lot of discussion, because habits are the most difficult to break. And, you know, we can have a wonderful discussion about how do you change habits. If you want to look at climate change, you got to start with habit changing. Mm-hmm. And so the changing of the garbage schedule was an attempt to disrupt the person's speed at which they throw something into the garbage rather than making a decision about recycling and organics. So we've had almost about a year and a half, almost 2 years now of data. We're now at 68% organic diversion. Wow. So that's over a 10% increase. And we're over 70% recycling diversion now.
Wow.
So those numbers on a 450,000 people population, that will extend our landfill by about 15 years if these numbers continue to track in the way they're tracking. So right now, our landfill was in jeopardy of closing in about 15-year time. Okay. This diversion rate has now given us about another 15 years.
Wow.
On our landfills, which means you don't have to build another hole in the ground, or you don't have to incinerate more garbage, whatever process you're working on. Here in the community of Niagara, we bury our garbage through no longer in use quarries. Mm. So it's good for the environment all the way around. And this is really proven to be an interesting note. The portion of this that people sometimes forget is, well, I don't want my garbage to be picked up every other week because it smells, you know, it attracts vermin. But then when you talk to people and say, the only reason why garbage smells is because it has something that is composting it.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
And that's the most important part that we have to educate people is, anything that's compostable that breaks down organically needs to go into your compost bin. Everything that is recyclable needs to go into your blue and your gray box. The rest of the garbage, I can tell you, me personally, we're down to one garbage bag every 2 weeks. And what I mean by that is, I could probably put that garbage out once a month now if I really wanted to.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's just a regular size garbage bag, and it has nothing that's organically breaking down. So I could just leave it somewhere. Yeah. And I could put it out every month. Now, not everybody has that same experience, but with the increases of diversion, it shows that it works.
So everybody has a spot to play in this, right? It's not your problem as the mayor to fix this for us, and that's your job. It's our job, right, as residents, to step up and be part of the solution, right?
And we could change policies. So that's really what habit change is for community leaders to look at, how do we change policy to change some habits. And I'll be honest, I had to go to the local waste facility a couple of times this summertime. And like Dave, when you said you wouldn't want to go to a landfill and just stay there for a day because of how much waste you'll see, it astonishes me how much we are still throwing out that are, and I believe to be, goods that can be reused.
Yes. Yep.
And recycled. And so when we go from organics and recycling diversion, we now need, now when that's in place, we now need policies that start to look at the bigger pieces of waste that we too often just throw to the curb that could be upcycled.
Yeah. And I connected through podcasting and through just life in general with the people, the great people at the Niagara Furniture Bank downtown. And they have another arm of their business called Upcycle for Change. And they're helping people and taking furniture donations, repurposing them, keeping them from the landfill, and helping people in life who need furniture. And I just love that there's more people who are sensing the need and their place in the world to make a change through upcycling.
So I'm going to turn the question back to you from an upcycle point of view. If I were to come into your stores, there's something on the products that you're offering for sale that have an energy saved marker on it. So I'll use, say, hockey sticks. So all the hockey sticks that are made, there's a certain energy that goes into the creation of that hockey stick. And by upcycling it, you've now created a product that has taken that energy use, you've reconverted it, and so you're selling it, and yet the energy portion of it is minimized because it's already been expended in the first generation of that product.
Exactly.
And you know, when you talk about furniture, how much energy goes into furniture? Taking down the trees, which is deforestation, and then the energy of production that goes into the mechanics of making a piece of furniture, and then the final production of the furniture getting to the place of sale and then getting into your house. If you look at that as an energy spectrum, by having a upcycled form a piece of furniture, you've removed a big piece of that energy portion out of that spectrum that should be recognized. Yep. And there's got to be a way that we recognize that. And that's going to get, I believe, more people to realize how we can reduce our carbon footprints on this earth by looking at upcycling as part of this important climate change initiative.
Yeah. And I know you got to jump to a new meeting coming up soon. But I think to the other part of it is the natural resources that are consumed in the manufacturing process. So like a pair of jeans, a pair of jeans takes an amount of water just to make the pair of jeans, right? So if we can increase, just like you were talking about the landfill, if we can increase the length and the lifetime of a landfill, if we can increase the lifetime of a product, we can definitely have an impact on our environment.
And when you look at, and I, you know, the more this fascinates me, the whole area fascinates me because, you know, changing people's habits, part of this is the learning piece. And again, how many showing on a piece of furniture again, how many trees were saved by this being purchased by a individual? And this is where, you know, climate change is a big issue. And you touched on it at the beginning, you know, trying to do your piece, but oftentimes it feels like it's only a small piece. It's not really making a difference. But if we, as government, as you know, I use the word big government, people get upset with government, but as government looking at policy tools, and one of them should be, is there a way that we can, you know, incentivize the purchase of upcycled goods by doing things like removing the tax? So removing the tax on upcycled furniture, upcycled goods would create an incentive for the purchaser to be able to go to it and then not have to pay the taxes on that product. Yeah. Recognizing as an incentive to move away from one-time uses, first-time uses, and encouraging second and third and fourth-time uses.
Excellent. Excellent. Now I know you got to jump. So is there anything that you would like to share with our audience about, from your perspective, on where we're headed in the future with environment and with upcycling and repurposing? Any words of wisdom you can share?
Yeah, I think, honestly, David, it's podcasts like this that will make a difference because, again, in my position, I'm often hearing, what can I do as an individual, as a young person, as a person with a family? What can I do to make a difference? The more that we can shine a light on people like you and the people that are coming in with upcycled goods at your stores, with more people who are part of your podcast talking about what does recycling and upcycling look like in their communities, that's how we're going to tackle climate change. And I said this at the very beginning, you change the habits, you can change the climate. Excellent. And we have to change our habits in order to affect climate change as individuals. And so I think this podcast can be a great change agent when it comes to changing those habits. So just keep talking about what they are and keep promoting what you're doing, because you are making a difference.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you taking time for us today. Mayor of St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, the best city in the world because we have the best mayor in the world. So thank you so much and have a great day. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that, David. Thank you.
Okay. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.